Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to Business News Hour on a Friday afternoon. As you know, each Friday we take a look at the eating and restaurant scene here in the greater Des Moines metro, and this is a little bit different. We're going to be talking to a new company. It's called Cooking by Jay Personal Chef Service. Her name is Joan Warren. We ran into Joan here in Grimes. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Joan. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what in the world is it that you're doing with a personal chef service in Grimes?
Well, people are busy. They are working, some are two jobs, kids in sports, activities, and people just don't have time to plan meals and do the shopping and cooking. And most of the time it's, you know, heads it's Chinese and tails it's pizza or a drive-through or a concession stand meal. I want to help with that and help people get back to the table together. And what a personal chef does is we work with the family or individual or couple, and we make a plan for a meal. And it's not just a meal. It would be for, you know, several days, several meals at one time. And I would do all the shopping. I go to the client's home, prepare the meal, package it, and put it in the freezer for them to use.
So it's not necessarily like they're sitting around the dining room table and you're in the kitchen cooking. You pre-prepare it for them.
That is correct.
Yeah. Would you do the other two? I mean, if somebody asked you, would you say, hey, you know, we can go ahead and be the chef of the evening?
Sure, I could do that too. Dinner parties, that will be coming up. I'm just getting started, as I said. So I will be adding other things. And I also want to help those tailgaters out there that are busy and don't really have time to just throw in a package of hot dogs and maybe some hamburgers. Maybe kick it up a little bit, try something different. I would do the same thing. I would prepare a menu for you. I would come to your house, have it all prepared, and all you have to do is stick it in your cooler and go to the game.
Wow, that really sounds like it's... How in the world did this all get started for you? I mean, where did you get the idea? Did you have friends that were out there that you knew that were so rushed that they didn't have time to do this?
Well, everybody is. Yeah. Everybody's rushed, and even me. And my love of cooking goes back many years. I spent time with my grandmother in her kitchen out in Nebraska. We fed farmers. My family was farming, and we had the hired men that we fed. I spent time with my mother. My mother-in-law is a wonderful cook, and my husband's grandmother. She is just my heart and soul, and I miss her so much. But she, her and I spent a lot of time in the kitchen together, too, and she's always was always the person I called when I tried a new recipe and asked Grandma if it was good or not. And I also did cooking at my church. I did for 5 years the senior meal at St. Peter here in Grimes, and I cooked for between 75 and 100 people once a month.
Wow. Wow. Good for you. Her name is Joan Warren. We're talking about Cooking by Jay. It's a personal chef service. How long have you been doing this, Joan?
I'm just getting started. Yeah. I have been putting it together all summer. I've been working really hard. And I have my first client I will be cooking for on Tuesday.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Good on you. Did you have to go out and buy things to get this started? Or are you using the pots and pans and silverware and stuff from your clients?
You can use your clients' things. But I did go buy a few things that I wanted for myself. Sure. That I knew what I had. When you go to a client's home, you may not always know what they have in their cupboard. Mm. And if you want quality, then you use what you have, and you know what you're going to end up with. So,
what about marketing? How are you marketing this? How do people find out about you?
Well, I am on Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I do not have a website yet. I am in the market for a website builder. I have a couple of names that I'm going to be contacting, so that is still in the works.
Very good. The name of the company, by the way, it's Cooking by Jay, a personal chef service. It's located out of Grimes. How far out will you travel from Grimes?
Right now, I'm just doing the metro area, but, you know, anything's possible.
Sure.
I had a relative ask me if I would come to Salt Lake for them.
Ah. Well, they already know your quality, right?
Correct.
There you go. Her name is Joan Warren, ladies and gentlemen. You also have another business, you and your husband. Let's give a plug to that. What is it?
We have All Pro Concrete. We do flat work in the Des Moines metro area. We've been doing this we're on our 17th year.
Good for you. Small business people, we love it. That's where the economy continues to rebound from. Thanks so very much for being with us on the Business News Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's a conversation we had with Joan Warren and her new business called Cooking by Jay, a personal chef service. And we wish her well there in Grimes. We've got to step aside and check out what happened today on Wall Street and on the Mercantile Exchange with the commodities. All that is coming up next, right here on the Business News Hour. Stay with us.
You like your pretty lies, the cat that you call justified, but I'll take the truth most any day. You say there's nothing wrong, that's why I wrote this little song, to help me sing the words I felt to say. Don't say you're sorry.